Just bear with me a second. Make sure we're running.
Okay. No changes to the agenda.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda circulated and posted.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated and posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the July 30, 2015 meeting.
I made corrections before I sent them out. If any of the members have corrections, I need to be so noted so I can make the changes.
Anyone?
I reviewed them. I didn't have any issues.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the July 30th, 2015 meeting of Planning and Zoning with a comment of Mr. Lank.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the July 30, 2015 meeting as to commented and noted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 2022, Home of the Brave Foundation Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2022 for the Home of the Brave Foundation Incorporated for a nonprofit boarding home for female veterans based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The applicant is proposing a traditional housing facility to provide housing, food, transportation, employment, and counseling assistance to female veterans of the United States Armed Forces. The housing will be on a temporary or a transitional basis until the veterans can find more permanent housing. The use is of a public or semi-public character in that it provides services to veterans of the United States Armed Forces residing in Kent and Sussex County. This is an important service to these veterans. The application is for a site that has been utilized for approximately 19 years for similar housing purposes. The female veteran housing will be expanded on the same site, but in two separate housing structures. The site is surrounded by agricultural uses. The use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or the use that occurs on nearby properties. The site will have little or no impact upon traffic or area roadways. The applicant receives support from the Walter L. Fox Post No. 2 of the American Legion and the Executive Director of the Delaware Commission of Veteran Affairs. There was unanimous support in the council chambers for the application, and no parties appeared in opposition to it. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The female housing shall be in two separate buildings as identified on the preliminary site plan. As proposed by the applicant, the housing will be on a temporary or transitional basis. There shall not be any permanent housing on the site except as may be necessary for support staff. As a result of this approval, the maximum number of residents at the facility shall be 31 veterans, including both male and female veterans. The use shall comply with all of Sussex County parking requirements. The site shall comply with all the requirements of the Sussex County Conservation District. The site shall comply with all requirements of the Delaware Department of Transportation. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2022, Home of the Brave Foundation Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion.
Mr. Chairman, before there's a vote, can I make one recommendation on that motion as I'm hearing it? On condition B, it said there shall not be any permanent housing on the site. In reading that and hearing that, I think that should be worded, there should not be any permanent residency on the site. Only because it's the way that that was presented, it was, for transitional living, not, when you say there shouldn't be any permanent housing, it sounds like there's got to be tents on the site, and that's not what was intended, it's the residency. So I would recommend that it be, there shall not be any permanent residency on the site, except as may be necessary for support staff.
I agree with that change, and so noted.
Okay. Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2022, Home of the Brave Foundation Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2024, Stokely Materials LLC.
Listen, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a motion prepared for this. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2024 for Stokely Materials LLC for a commercial landscaping materials storage and sales facility based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, the property is located along U.S. Route 9, which is classified by the Delaware Department of Transportation as a major collector road. The site is opposite an existing C1 commercial district, and it is next to a Delmarva Power substation. The area in general is a mixed-use area that includes existing residential and commercial uses. Number two, this application represents the relocation of an existing business from across route, U.S. Route 9, to the proposed location. As a result, it will not generate any increase in traffic on Route 9. Thirdly, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of the property as a landscaping material storage and sales facility is consistent with the underlying agricultural zoning. Four, public sewer is available to the site from Sussex County. Five, the use will not adversely affect the nature of the area or neighboring properties. Six, the intended use of the property as a material storage and landscape sales facility is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and visitors of Sussex County. This recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions, them being A, the use shall be limited to commercial landscaping materials, storage, and sales. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any materials and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, there shall be permitted one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side. D, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturdays. E, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. G, all stormwater management facilities shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of the stormwater management areas. H, all materials shall be stored in bins on a concrete or hot mix base. All runoff from the bins shall be controlled so that it does not travel to neighboring or adjacent properties or adversely affect groundwater on the site. I, the site shall be fenced and gated. The gate at the entrance shall be offset from Route 9 to allow vehicles to still pull off of the Route 9 right-of-way if the gate is closed. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County Planning Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2024 Stokely Materials LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you've decided to be with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. We assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the